from the land of the lost and found. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. You know, Southwest Airlines moves a lot of people every day. Those people carry a lot of stuff with them. And yes, from time to time, some of them leave some of it behind. So if you lost something on a flight, what are the odds of someone you know finding it? Well, that's what this episode of Red Belly Radio is about. Ginger Hartage, Senior Vice President of Culture and Communications, and Paula Berg, the manager of Emerging Media, were both on the same plane, but not at the same time. The first voice you'll hear is that of Paula's.
I want to make it really clear before we get into this that I am a very responsible person. And I am very organized in the workplace, so I don't want anyone to let this story reflect poorly on me as an employee or coworker. However, it is not uncommon for me to lose personal items when I'm traveling. And so, for years before I started working for Southwest, I lost my passport on the flight. And 2 months later, I got a box from Southwest Airlines with my passport in it, along with a note that said, "You left this on one of our flights. Glad we were able to track you down. Hope to see you on board again soon." And then just a few years ago, I was in Las Vegas and left my backpack with my laptop and all of my work in a Las Vegas taxi cab. About a month later, it showed up on my doorstep with everything individually wrapped in bubble wrap. In 2005, just a couple weeks after buying my first car all on my own, I lost that. but it turns out we found it at another airport. So that was returned to me as well. I was flying back into Dallas Love Field.
This summer I was flying from Dallas to Tampa, and the great thing we have at Southwest Airlines, we have that one stop in New Orleans, and then going on to Tampa. I was giving a speech in Tampa.
So I had been out of town for several days, so I knew I didn't have any groceries, so I stopped at Eatsy's, which is a little deli store just a few miles from work, and I reach in to grab my wallet just to run in, and I realize that it's not in my purse.
So we've stopped in New Orleans, and I was helping the flight attendants kind of clean up the cabin before the next group of passengers got on board. And the agent, the ops agent who gets on the aircraft in New Orleans, got on, and one of the flight attendants had handed him a wallet that had been found in the cleanup of the aircraft.
So I go to the back and I kind of check my suitcase, check my backpack, and it's nowhere to be found. But so I called Whitney because Whitney had driven me to my car.
He said, "Is there a Paula Berg on board?" He thought she might still be, this person might still be on the aircraft who had lost their wallet. And I went, "Paula Berg? Paula, could it be the same Paula Berg?" So I ran up to him and I said, "Paula Berg works for me," like that. And he looked at me strangely. I said, "Well, I work in Dallas. I work for Southwest." I showed him my ID, and Paula's in the communications department.
And no, she didn't have it.
And he kind of looked at me skeptically. I mean, like, how unusual that would be. And so he had her wallet, and he was like, "Well, tell me what she looks like." And she has really curly hair. And he went, "Okay, yes," because he was looking at her license. And he goes, "But this is a California license." And I go, "Oh, yes. Well, Paula's originally from California." And I started giving the whole story.
But apparently, the funny part is that apparently the ops agent didn't want to give it to her, didn't want to trust one of our vice presidents to return the wallet to me, and actually counted the money and took inventory of all the contents to make sure that everything was returned to me properly.
So he went, okay, and started believing me because I had so many details.
So then I just went home and started to watch a movie because given my track record, chances were it was going to show up on my doorstep within a couple of weeks.
We still had a few minutes on the ground, so I picked up my cell phone and called Paula.
So I wasn't going to cancel my credit cards or anything. And so I'm just laying there watching a movie. My boss, Ginger Hartage, gives me a call. When Ginger calls, you know, I jump to attention. "Hello, yes, what can I do? What do you need?" And she says, "Paula, I think I have your wallet. Are you missing a wallet?" "Why, yes, I am. Ginger, this is fantastic."
I had gotten on that very same aircraft, and which is great.
So I had just flown into Dallas. My boss had gotten on a plane and flown to New Orleans. So once again, good luck pays off in Southwest. Wonderful at returning items.
She was thrilled.
She offered to FedEx it to me that day or to send it back on another plane.
I just thought that was unbelievable that I was actually on an aircraft. The fact that we have 3,300 flights a day, that we carry between 90 and 100 million people in a year, and I just happened to be on an aircraft that someone I knew, someone I work with, lost their wallet on.
I figured I could make it a few days without the $10 that was in there.
Paula got her wallet back.
Could have been less than that, actually. So thanks, Ginger. Thanks, Southwest.
Recording and editing this episode made me think about all of the other things that get lost and not found. And I'm going to be doing an episode about that before long. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.